Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor Shared Work Program. Layoffs aren't your only option. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
The governor's budget proposal for the next fiscal year includes a 2% pay increase for state workers beginning next January. Trevor Foley with the Missouri Department of Corrections says the request is welcomed.
Historically, retention has been a problem. That is why the department had our retention pay plan 2 years ago. What we have really seen in the last year has been a significant struggle in recruiting new people into the class. So this is designed to move the entry-level salaries up to aid in recruitment.
Governor Parsons' budget proposal also includes an additional 2% pay increase for three cook classes and an extra 3% salary boost for three custody classes beginning next January. Missouri has 21 prisons and roughly 23,000 inmates. A Missouri House committee will meet today to discuss whether they'll hear remote testimony this week on legislation involving transgender high school athletes. Rocheport GOP State Representative Chuck Basie is sponsoring the House joint resolution and says this is an important issue.
You know, I have granddaughters that are competing in sports, and I don't want to see them harmed, their opportunities harmed by a transgender person beating them out.
Audio courtesy of Missouri Net Moberly affiliate KWIX, Basie's legislation would require that students who participate in sex-separated athletic contests only be allowed to participate in those events for the biological sex found on the student's birth certificate. And more details about the week's state-organized mass vaccination events.
Clay, Scotland, Henry, Jefferson, Jasper, Cape Girardeau, Cooper, Harrison, and Crawford counties plan to hold clinics. Most of the events are for first-round shots. Missouri's vaccination plan currently allows healthcare workers, long-term care staff and patients, first responders, those aged 65 and older, and ones with certain health conditions to get immunized. For more information, go to moststopscovid.com. I'm Ashley Byrd.
A $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package heads to the U.S. Senate after approval by the Democratic-controlled U.S. House.
The plan featuring $1,400 stimulus checks passed early Saturday with no Republican support. Missouri Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler says it's, quote, serving as an excuse to spend our tax money on unnecessary things completely unrelated to the pandemic. Republican Blaine Lutkemeyer claims only 9% of the proposals related to COVID relief. But freshman Democrat Cori Bush says it expands testing, contact tracing, and a national vaccination program and provides $700 million in relief for local governments in the St. Louis region. Brent Palm, Missouri Net.
And the State Emergency Management Agency says a statewide tornado drill will take place tomorrow at 10 a.m. That will include the testing of the state, county, and city tornado sirens. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.